Blog Talk Radio.
You just don't know what you do to me.
Bad.
Give me all the chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina. Bet big, get in between your dentists. Keep the prognosis, doses, blends and bends like Twizzlers. Biggest fitness to hurt, what's under that skirt? Who filling them with octane? Got them gassed up, about to get blasted up, son. The last one, word the mother, brother, miss him. I seen it when he kissed him at the witch, made his body shit. The high guy is 8-bit, the eyes smoke, tint, rap, terror, 4 chrome, and terror. Five by the river, the fifth is conspicuous. Bad boy, 695, ridiculous. My rap lines is like landmines. One step, kaboom, black suit filled the room. So you may make it surge, you and your mafia is the click. Ass up, I have my honey total bust.
That's right.
In the middle of the day now, baby, I seem to think of only you.
What up, world? It's your man, Pretty Tone, man, coming through, dropping you a quick reminder that the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, is now available worldwide at www.worldmovement.com or www.playersuniversitysyg.com. Get your copy, support your boy, Autographed copies available in these sites. One love. Peace out.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the show. Kind of player plays in the building. You know, the usual suspect, my man, K. Diggle.
What's happening, everybody?
Hey, y'all.
Yum. And, of course, lovely Lady Joy. And
I'm here, too.
With Pretty Tone in the building, 2:30. Every Sunday we come to you, we talk about love, life, relationship, politics, sex, money, your mama, their mama, more, your mama. I might even talk about my mama, too. And if you piss us off, we might play the dozens with you. But anyway, this week we're all blessed to be alive, so let me go on and take you, do the usual salutations. Lady Joy, how was your week?
Oh, it was great. I had a great Thanksgiving and hope everybody else did too. I was finally able to cook in my kitchen.
Wonderful. Kay Dizzle, did you have all the spam and sardines you wanted to?
Absolutely, boy. And had some pickles and some hot sauce on the side. And had a couple little extra smoked vine sausage too, man. I thought you wanted some extra.
Okay.
As long as that brings you joy, my brother, that's all that matters at the end of the day is some measure of joy.
Absolutely. I am a simple man.
Right on.
Sure.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the name of the show this week is Take My Hand, and we can walk this journey together. Whether it's a business relationship, an intimate relationship, a friendship, anything we do in this life, you have to have a certain measure of unity, cohesiveness in the unit in order for the unit to function, in order for the unit to prosper. And a lot of times in relationships these days, it seems like relationships are more like battlegrounds, war zones, a competition. But, you know what I mean, how much of that can one take? How much of one does one have to deal with? Because, you know what I mean, we got to function. We got to coordinate. We got to coordinate.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So just like a beautiful outfit that all the pieces match together and they don't clash, you know, this is one of my simple little philosophical things. You know, relationship got to coordinate like a nice outfit. We can't have colors clashing, and we can't have too much just going on that is all over the place. Also, it ain't going to coordinate. What you think about that, Lady Jeff?
I like that because, you know, being a fashionista that I am, everything has to look good. Everything has to coincide, you know, because one little thing can just throw you off. And that goes as far as relationships, too. You know, you want to make sure that everything is in line. It doesn't always have to be exactly in line because nothing is perfect. But you want to make sure it matches, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I agree. Everything have to complement each other. Other than that,
right.
You know, you got two ends going in two opposite directions. You know, and people sometimes say opposites attract, and they do, but they never say how they coexist. They just say they attract.
Right, right.
You fancy, huh? Or you fancy, huh? Or you fancy, huh? Or you fancy, huh?
Yeah, we fancy, huh?
I'm telling you, Blog Talk be on one because that was not me.
Blog Talk be on one, don't they?
Yeah, well, I guess it was apropos, as they say. I'm fancy. I got it. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You know what I mean? Hey, Dizzle, sometimes you come with some very profound stuff, but you just come in like a quiet storm with that. Because, you know, I had never thought about that before. You just said, my dear brother, that they say opposites attract, but they never said how that they coexist.
Absolutely.
That's deep, brother. You know, elaborate on that a little bit, my brother.
Well, I mean, it's
pretty
much...
You opposite and you attract.
Well, yeah, it's pretty much self-explanatory. I mean, you know, we may like something, but that don't mean we can live together because
yeah,
we are so much not alike. You know what I'm saying? You might not like my sardines and vine sausage. You might want to have filet mignon all day, you know, and prime rib, but I might not want that. I might not could even afford that. So we gonna have issues.
So used to sardines and stuff.
Absolutely, you know, and you know, well, I ain't gonna even say that. I'm even used to women talking to when they spoke to, but I'm not gonna even say that.
Whatever.
But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Opposite do attract, but they never say how you could live together because a lot of times you can't. You just like each other for whatever that reason may be, whatever that reason may be, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my brother, my brother, my. And so different, the attraction might be there, but then by us being opposites, that's when we become uncoordinated.
Oh,
that's
yes, sir. I might like a girl because she could you know, cook really well, but everything else about her may rub me the wrong way. So yeah, shit ain't going to work, you know what I'm saying? Or if it do, it's just going to be for 10 minutes.
Okay, whatever, dude. Yeah.
What do you mean, whatever, Lady J? Like, you being honest.
Well,
the same
well,
thing
we're talking KD
Joy,
here.
Joy. Same thing, you know, let's keep it fair. Same thing go for a lady. You might like this cat because he's a gentleman. He might open doors for you. He might buy you a nice gift and all that stuff. But then when you're riding in a car with brother, you got to let the window down because the brother don't take baths.
Yeah.
You know
well,
what I'm saying? So it may
I
be it may be something that attracted you to him, but it may be some other things that turn you off.
Well, you know, for the initial attraction, you know, what we see, you know, vision comes first. Okay.
Your nose don't work when you see stuff.
Huh?
Your nose don't necessarily work when you see stuff.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Vision is what attracts us first. You know, we see something that we like, we'll be like, okay. And then, you know, when you get up on it, it'd be like, okay, but then especially women, you know, we think, well, maybe, you know, we can help them out a little bit, change a little something, you know, because we women, you know, and I'm being truthful.
Rubbing and hugging and cuddling.
No, what I'm saying is, you know, us being women, you know, when we see something we like and it's not the exact way that we want, we think that we might be able to change that, you know what I'm saying? So we might, well, you know, let's help a brother out, see, you know, what we can do. And then if it's still not working, it's like, bruh, you know, I tried to be there for you, but, you know, you all funky and stuff, and I don't want to be around you when I got to hold my nose and stuff. But, and it, you know, it works both ways. And, but a lot of, you know, a lot of times people, they don't recognize, they can't see, you know, what other people see of them. And if it's not working for you, you know, like, okay, I try, I got to move on. And keep it moving.
So what you're trying to say is just because a brother take a bath once a week, whether he need one or not, that would be okay with you?
Hell no. A nigga going to have to take a bath every day. Once a week? What are you talking about? You tripping. That's like a woman taking a bath once a week. No, bruh.
Oh.
Wash your ass every day. Every day, even if you don't go outside, you know, you might want to be living in your own funk, but if you got somebody else, a significant other, they might not want to go there.
But the man opened the door for you, though, baby.
I don't care. I can open my own damn door. I don't need no funky nigga opening the door for me. I can
but,
do that
but
myself.
He sent you, but he sent you flowers to your job.
And I can send myself some damn flowers. I got a garden out here. I can pick my own shit. Okay.
We bought you a taco from Taco Bell.
Okay, I can make my own tacos, bruh. Okay.
Right. Good.
He might have
went
to Del. He might have went to Taco Bell. I can go to Del Taco and get them cheaper. What? I don't need all of
that. Right there, Lady Joy. It's kind of what the show was really about today. When I said, "Take my hand, we can walk this journey together." You just jumped smack dab into one of the things that I wanted to talk about that male
mm-hmm.
and female seem to be having this day is that females and males, I'm going to make sure I'm an equal opportunity offender.
Yeah, because you know I'm going to be all on your ass about that.
I can do it with my damn self-attitude, and that causes a wall between the, like we don't need each other no more. We need each other.
No, well, Tony, I'm not saying that we don't need each other, even though all of us can be self-sufficient. As far as emotions or feelings are concerned, we need each other. You know, I'm not talking about stuff. Yeah, I can buy myself a taco. I can do this for myself. I can do that for myself. But I can't be emotionally there for myself. I need my opposite. I need my other half to be there with me. And I'm not saying to complete me. You don't need another person to complete yourself, but you need another person there to complement you. And y'all compliment each other.
Well,
and some people consider that being complete. Some people can feel like they're incomplete by themselves.
As far as what?
Having somebody else to complete them.
Well, it depends on the individual. You know, there's a lot of people feel, you know, I can't live without somebody else. You can, but nobody wants to be alone. Nobody wants to be alone. There's people out there, I can't live without somebody else. Yes, you can. Okay? It depends on how you feel about you. If you feel that you're lacking something and somebody else is going to throw that in for you, okay, so be it. But you got to be strong with yourself.
Don't kill yourself because somebody doesn't want you.
What I'm saying, if you don't love you, how do you expect somebody else to love you? You can't depend on somebody to bring you up. You got to be there for yourself. God instills that in all of us, or most of us anyway, you know, that you're a strong person, okay? We complement each other. We, you know, our better half, okay, our equal half. That's how I look at it. I don't see somebody as a better half. I see somebody as my equal half. You know, maybe that's just me because of the person who I am. I'm strong in mine. Okay, and no, like I said, nobody wants to be alone, and there's somebody out there for everybody, but, you know, make sure that it's good for you. It might not be a good fit because somebody comes into your life. They might want to run your life, you know, tell you what you can and can't do. That's bullshit. You know, you're equal, you know, that's what it's called, my equal, not my better half. To me, it's called my equal. Now what?
Well, let me ask
you
a question.
Say about that, Dirk?
Could I ask the question, in a relationship such as you just outlined, is there a leader or a follower? Or
no, there's no leader. It's an equal.
So,
K-Diddy, you both need to come into a relationship bringing something, okay? And you, like I said, you compliment each other. You don't like, well, you know, I bought this and you bought that. Okay, in your point, okay, we're supposed to make this work. And I know it doesn't always happen that way. I'm just saying. That's my opinion. That's because I'm me, that's who I am. Other people might have different feelings about that, and it's understandable. But I'm just stating a fact for me.
So I think, go ahead, Tony, I'm sorry.
No, brother, go ahead and say what you was going to say. Go ahead.
No, so I guess what you're saying, that there still have to be a balance in a relationship, because I'm trying to figure out in that what happens when one party, whether it's the male or the female, is better suited to handle certain situations, but their significant other do not want to back up and give them that space.
Well, that significant other should just back out the relationship altogether. because it takes work on both sides. Nobody comes into a relationship perfect, okay? One might be lacking what the other one has. And that's why I said you complement each other. You work on a relationship, okay? Well, I got this, you got that. Let's see what we can do, you know, to make this happen. You know, and it takes work. No relationship, no marriage is perfect. There's problems in both relationships and marriage, and it's something that it's a work in progress. Just like every individual is a work in progress. You know, none of us is put on this earth being perfect. So anybody out there think they are, think again, my brother or my sister, because you ain't. Okay? We're all a work in progress. And when we get together, everybody comes into a relationship with their own flaws, with their own baggage, with their own whatever. And if it's not working,
right.
You've been into a relationship for a while, it's not working, you know, bail.
Well, we want to make sure we throw the phone number out there. You know, you want to agree or disagree with Lady Joy or KBD or myself, 646-929-2870. We're going to take a quick little musical break, courtesy of the good folks over there at World Movement Records, off that West Coast Bangers album, Holla!
About my word of mouth, my hard night. You could check my shoes, then you could talk about the way that my life, my cruise, my hard night.
Life, yes. Still my life story. That's why the block still adore me. I'm talking about my hard night life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
Present and
future. Talk about the hard night life. That's still my life story. That's why the block still adore me. I'm talking about my hard night life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
Your boy Pretty Tone in the building, along with the usual suspects, you know, K Dizzle, Lady Joy. You know what I mean? We're coming through representing 2:30 every Sunday. We come through here. We talk about a little bit of everything, you know. Like I said, we might even talk about your mama. We ain't going to talk about mine. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put my hand and together we can walk this journey. You know, sometimes in a relationship, you know, nothing in this life is perfect. But at some point, you know what I mean, we can't have our hands. When I say our hands, I'm being symbolic. And I might even be being literal when I say it too. You just can't have your hands dropped to the side and expect things to work out. You know what I mean? You got to put a little bit of time and effort in so that we can walk as a unit together. That's the hardest thing to do at times. You know what I mean? Sometimes you feel like you're in a war zone. You're sometimes dealing with your own mother or your father or your brother. You're like, yo, we family. Why does this feel like it's some kind of crazy competition between you and I for our parents' love? I ain't with it, but you seem to be with it, or I might be with it and you ain't. You know what I mean? Everything, oh, you know, I bought a truck. Oh, yeah, I bought two Harleys and a Yamaha, too. You're like, dude, I wasn't telling you that I bought a new truck for you to be envious. I was just trying to share my joy with you. Why are you always rubbing stuff in my face?
Because they hating, that's why.
That's what it comes down to pretty much most of the time, man.
And you know what, Tony? And you know what, Tony? Sometimes family can be the worst haters than outside people. You know?
You ain't never
they can
laughed.
Be the worst.
Family is the worst because they're the closest to you.
Yep. And be the most haters to you. And that's really jacked up.
You know what I mean? My man on Twitter, Enlightenment LZ, I see you. My man said the tricky part of the human journey is to transform ourselves and continually, to transform ourselves continually as life changes direction. Let's work together and not apart. Okay. I see you, my man, on Twitter, Enlightenment.
That sounds good.
That's some real stuff. It sounds good, and that's one of the key things to it. It sounds good. The hardest thing is to actually execute that.
But you say application is a whole nother amino.
You know.
that's right. In theory, a lot of stuff sounds good in theory. But it's the practical application of it where, you know what I mean, they neglected to tell us that part of it. You know what I'm saying? And that's where we are. We live and we learn as we go through. You know, earlier I was having a conversation with my folks, P&A, and I was telling her that, you know, a lot of times people in this life have choices to make. And a lot of times each one of us have been through different things. But it's taking one for the team sometimes that makes the team function, especially when we have children. You know, a lot of times parents got issues, and I go out of my way not to give my issues to my children, while the other people who just want to share the pain. You know what I'm saying? They want to share the dysfunction. So.
There's
and
even other people that like to live their life through their kids.
Huh.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
They live vicariously through their kids.
Straight
you
up. And it's a hard road to walk, and you make that whole process a little bit more difficult by not having some coordination. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of times you can't be your child's friend. You got to be their parent. Because then when
exactly.
you blur the line, you take the coordination out. And so, you know, when you go back to trying to be a parent, that level of you the child, I'm the parent has been blurred, and you can't go back and forth on that. That's going
and believe me, kids will take advantage of that, too. They will take advantage of that. They would totally take advantage of that.
Yes, ma'am. And so, you know, that's what I'm talking about. You got to have some cohesiveness in the unit. We got to function together to execute the play. You know, I'm doing using football terminology, or maybe even basketball, but there is some truth to that. If you know, all these things are represent life. In order for the team to function, we got to take some of the I out of it and think more of the we, so that we can get ahead, or if we are going to be forever at odds with each other. You feel me?
Yep.
That's what it's all about, man. You know what I mean? Your relationship shouldn't feel like a war zone. Your relationship should not feel like a competition. You should have some measure of comfort.
Definitely shouldn't,
you know what I mean?
Feel like, but you gotta, shouldn't feel like you gotta walk around on eggshells because what you say or do, somebody got something to say about it.
That's the most horrible feeling in the world, man. But like I said, nobody's perfect, and it goes back to anybody who thinks that they are. You know what I mean? We still work in progress.
Exactly.
And like my suspect here, Kay Dizzle, said a couple of weeks ago, a lot of times you don't realize the level of the dysfunctional stuff you've done because you've been in it so long it seemed normal to you.
Yeah, normal.
You know what I mean? But it's not normal, man. We got to work through these things.
And just because Joy don't fry the chicken like my last girlfriend do, Joy ain't no good.
See, there you go. You don't eat chicken anyway. All you eat is sardines and Vienna sausage.
That was an example.
Okay.
Y'all getting some next started right there.
That was an example. I'm speaking on comparisons, you know, how
yeah,
people
me
want
too.
To compare you.
Bro.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know you're trying to slow some time, as long as you do. Okay.
Whatever.
And that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. You know, today we're talking about making the unit function, making, you know, take my hand and we can walk this journey together. Because at the end of the day, you know what I mean, you can climb to the top of the mountain, and when you look up, then you get to the top and you're by there by your damn self. It's a pretty lonely feeling.
You know?
You don't need nobody to validate you true enough, and you don't need nobody to complete you. But as Lady George said, it don't hurt to have somebody that compliments you. And sometimes
exactly.
It's time for you to take the lead. Sometimes it's time for me to take the lead. Sometimes it's time for both of us to charge the door together. If the door wide enough to let my big ass and you through it. That's all I'm saying.
And you know what, Tony? Somebody, when I said, you know, we need to compliment each other, sometimes you might get into a relationship where one has more than the other and it doesn't work because the other might feel like, okay, well, I can just go up in here and this will be handled. No, you know, you need to recognize what is good for each other. And because one might be taking advantage of the other. That happens all the time. And, you know, like the baby mama drama and all that stuff. And, yeah, I said that, you know, because it goes on. And the daddy baby drama and all of that, too. And you just need to kind of feel each other out, you know, before you just go and jump off into a relationship and figure, like, okay, well, we're gonna, I'm liking what's happening now so we can make it work later. No. Doesn't work that way.
So we,
you know,
both
because
have
later
to say,
might
go.
Later might come up. It's like, oh well, damn, I didn't know. You know, it was like that.
We
you know
keep
what
working
I'm saying?
At it. Keep working at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, relationships are a work in progress, just like all of us are a work in progress.
Speak for yourself, but. But
you're
what
definitely
happens,
a work in progress, bro.
What happens, and who draw the line when you're working on a situation, and no matter how you pushing to go this direction, somebody's just totally negative, they totally set on doing one way, they can't think about doing anything any other way, at what point in time do you pull the plug, or do you?
When you're feeling like you're trapped and stuff, you know, you're feeling like, well, damn, I'm trapped, I can't make this work, we can't talk, we can't work it out, so be out. I mean, it's hard. You know, when feelings are involved, you know, getting out of a relationship is hard, but if it's not going to work, all y'all going to do is just make each other miserable. You know, and who wants to be in a relationship with that? Like that, you know, especially like if you got children involved, children pick up on stuff between parents. you know, and parents to be and potential parents. They pick up on that.
I don't know what you're talking about, because that's how I come I stayed with you, because we got five kids.
Well, if you ain't picked up on it after
five kids. I'm doing it for the kids.
Okay, well, a lot of times it's not always good for the kids, especially if the parents ain't getting along. The kids see that. Like I said, kids ain't stupid. They know something is going on. And if the parents are always arguing and there's negative vibes there, because you can feel all that tension and shit in the air.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think it's no time good for the kids. That's some of the most dysfunctional shit I ever heard when I hear
Thank
people
you.
Say
and
that.
They carry that on into their relationships because that's
they
how they think it's supposed to be.
They create
a whole other
generation of dysfunctionality.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. That's what
Tony,
I'm saying.
There she go, talking about something else again, because that wasn't what we're talking about today.
It all works out, bruh. Okay, it all works into the same situation.
Tell
okay, hold my hand.
Shit.
See if we can work this shit out. Okay, if it ain't working, walk.
Tell you she been starting shit since Adam and Eve.
I ain't started nothing. I'm just saying. You know, if you can, you know, if it's too hot in the kitchen, get your ass out of it, bruh. Okay, I'm just saying the way it is. And I'm quite sure I got some other people that feel the same way. Okay, if you can't work with it, walk your ass out the door. Okay? Let the door split you where the good Lord split you. Okay?
And on that note right there, we're going to take a quick musical break. Lady Joy, you show add color to the show, girl. You show.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Good.
You know?
the show, your boy Pretty Tone, you know what I mean? Just want to take a quick little moment and to all the people who have already bought their copies of the book, man, and shown us love, I want to extend a lot of appreciation to you. To all the folks who are going to listen to this show in the archives, make sure you grab a copy of the new book, you know what I mean? Definitely trying to make big moves with it. Who is she? What is she to you? By your boy Pretty Tone, now available, you know what I mean, all over the internet. A lot of y'all like that personal touch. If you come to the website, www.worldmovement.com, you can get an autographed copy. If you come to the online campus of my school, www.playersuniversityfygu.com. You can sign up for the website. You can get copies of the book there. Leave me an email, a personal comment. You know, I'll let your boy, man. I love my folks. We out here grinding. We're coming back to the show, man. Take my hand and we can walk this journey together. Me and the usual suspects, you know, Lady Joy, Kate Dizzle. We up on here, we've just been talking about love, life, relationships, your mama, everything. Your damn badass kids, you know, we can't walk this journey if your kids too damn bad.
Just because you got a raise on your job, you can't come home talking shit to me.
Ain't that the damn truth? You know, because you got a little bit of, you know, raising your job, you think you can come home and try to cut the brother's balls off, you know? Them things ain't right. Them things is not right at all. Somehow I lost the chat room. I'm coming back to y'all right now. My folks on Twitter, stand steady, you know, 646-929-2870. Anybody that wants to call and share their opinion, we're always glad to hear you. Like I said, Blog Talk been tripping today. Because, you know, my chat room ain't even up and running at all. But we're going to work it out. We're going to keep on keeping on.
Absolutely.
We're going to keep on.
Because we would definitely like to hear from some of our listeners call in and let us know how you guys managed to persevere. You know, what suggestions you have to help people get along a little better as they walk this journey together. We'd like to know that. Give us a call.
Do we have any callers? Do we have any other people calling in? Because I'd definitely like to hear
from you. No, we got folks listening online in the chat room, and we got folks commenting on Twitter. But nobody's live with us at this time, and the chat room just went down on us, but we're trying to get it back up and running here. We're going to keep on rolling on, man. Like my man Chris Tipper said, I don't know you, man. I don't know you.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? All right, hold on. There you go. Chat room is back. So anybody that was in the chat room, please jump back in. We miss you and we love you. Sorry, it wasn't our fault. It's just technical difficulties. We're going to keep on pressing on in the name of Jesus, sweet baby.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do. You know what I mean? Okay, come back over here to the switchboard now. Boom. Up and running, live again. Can I play a play in the building?
I want to go this way, and you want to go that way. And I want to go this way, and you want to go that way. And I want to go this way, and you want to go that way. So which way do we go?
Oh, it's not working, bro. Okay, you got to
Well, sometimes I can go your way, and sometimes you got to go mine.
But what happens if your way is wrong today?
And what makes you think the other way is wrong? Maybe your way is wrong and you just don't recognize it.
And
are you grown enough to admit it when it's wrong?
Exactly.
That's a good one. But it also could be because one may be a little bit more experienced in one area than the other person, and they may have
and
that may be why they may be a little bit more knowledgeable in that situation. They feel that they need to go this way because they know.
Okay, but it doesn't help. It doesn't hurt to insert some other knowledge, you know, just because a person might not be as acknowledged as that other person doesn't mean that they don't have anything to bring to the table, too, bruh.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, hold on.
That's not what I'm saying.
Now, hold on. If we sailing, if we get on a boat together, and I'm an experienced sailor, and you ain't never really been on the boat, you just read a book, and I'm the experienced sailor, What are you going to bring to the sailing if I'm the experienced sailor?
Yeah, but, you know, everybody's got something. Wait a minute. Everybody's got something to bring to the table. Okay, you might be experienced in this, that, and the other, but they might be able to bring something else that you might not know about.
Like,
because they've been there and done that.
Like, be quiet and let me sail this ship because I know what the hell I'm doing.
Okay, well, bruh, you might be going to the left when you might be going to the right, and I've been there and done that. Okay, there are people that have experienced other things that the experienced might not have. And like I said from the beginning, it takes two to bring it together. Okay, it takes two different experiences to make something work. Okay, they might not be as experienced as you in that field, but they might have something else to offer that you might not know about. Don't think because you're older doesn't mean that the one that's not as old as you has experienced something that you haven't.
Age has nothing to do with life experiences. If somebody's never left Compton, they can't talk to somebody to travel the world.
That's true. I understand that. But understand where I'm coming from, too. Just because the person says, okay, well, you might know this. Okay, I can get with it, but I know this. Do you know this too? Oh no, I didn't know that there.
You remember last week I said there's a lot of people in the world don't know what they don't know.
Exactly.
And those people are the ones that really need to be quiet because they could learn a whole lot if they just listen.
But you can learn from both sides, bruh. Okay, you can learn from both sides. There might be something that you did not experience that the other one has that can bring it to the table. And I'm still saying the same thing.
You absolutely are saying the same thing, but that was not the issue or the question or the situation laid out. Tony simply said if somebody have more experience in sailing this vessel, who's to take the lead?
Okay, all right, whatever. I'm still saying the same thing. I'm sticking by mine, okay? It still takes two. Okay, you might have experience doing this, but, okay, I was over here and I did that, so maybe we can add it together to make it better.
Okay, Joy, stand there and hold my beer and look out at the water. All right,
I'm not holding nothing of yours, Brooke. Hold on, damn beer.
I'll hold your beer, you hold my glass of wine.
What?
See, Tony, now we can't even do it together. See what I mean?
No, I'm just saying. You add your experiences together.
Absolutely.
You hold my beer and let me drive the ship.
Right.
I'm gonna
drive the ship, you hold the beer and look out at the water. You are contributing. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you can't contribute.
Your cousin.
Okay, the other person can't take over. When your ass get tired and get lost and shit, they can't take over. So, you know.
I better push your ass overboard, though.
Okay, well, I tell you what, it'll be an empty ass boat because both of our ass be up in the water and shit. What? Okay, it'll be an empty ass boat with some drowned asses up in there. Okay.
Calm down.
Speaking from personal experience, if I'm going to say it, because, you know what I mean, my man Kay Dizzle actually was the first person to take me out on the speedboat. And just getting on the boat was an experience.
I'm glad you were able to make it back alive with his ass.
You know, just stepping on the boat, you got to know what you're doing. Because if you don't, you're going to slip and fall, and my big ass could have fell in the lake. But, you know what I mean? I knew I didn't know nothing about racing no boat out on no lake, so I just fell back. I asked a couple questions like, you know, can this boat hold my big ass up? Because it kind
did
of
you have your fingers
small.
Crossed? Did you
yes,
pray?
Yes, I did. You know, is the batteries charged? Is there gas in the boat? You know, simple common sense questions, but I couldn't see myself out on the damn lake trying to tell this experienced boat driver what to do because that just wasn't my area of expertise.
Okay.
So I shut the hell up and rolled, and I'm like, where we at? We good? Yeah, we good. There go to Marco over there. You know what I'm saying? Now, next time, I'll be a little bit more experienced. That's all I'm saying. You know, enjoy. And you see, that's one of the things, Dora, even though we're running out of time, that's one of the problems that's wrong with our relationships. You know what I mean? Rather than you just going and say, bro, I'm not experienced with the sailing, but I'm going to bring some other. You know, you could have came to like, you know, there's this new GPS technology you might not know about. Let me tell you about it just in case we get lost. You're talking about giving input, but you're not a sailor. How you going to input?
No,
what
I'm saying, Tony, what I'm saying is, okay, I'm not saying if you're not experienced. I'm saying if you had some type of experience, input on both sides, you know, okay, you might be an experienced sailor, okay? But, you know, if another person has experienced something different in the same situation, you know what I'm saying? They might have some type of input. What I'm saying is input on both sides. Okay, I'm looking at Jurassic Park right now. None of these motherfuckers know anything about some damn dinosaurs, okay? But one has studied the one side of the dinosaurs and the other one has studied the other.
Park
and they're putting it together to make it work, okay? So their ass won't get ate up by some damn dinosaurs.
Okay.
That's my point. That's my point. Okay, I'm talking about input,
Joy,
from both
you can't
sides.
You can't have no more joy.
I'm just using that for an example.
we go shut the bartender down.
Okay. I'm just using
no
it
more.
For an example.
Tony, this girl that went to Jurassic Park and dinosaurs,
no,
she cannot have no more.
You cut off.
You're not hearing me. I'm using it for an example. You got scientists over here that know stuff. You got people that's been over here that know stuff. So I'm just saying put it together and make it work so you can get your ass out of there before you get ate up and shit.
Joy, the whole world heard you. Oh, shit.
I said I was just using it for an example.
Yeah, okay. Well, we cool. Don't send no dinosaurs in my house. We cool, all right?
You already got dinosaurs in your backyard anyway.
We cool,
all right? I'm willing to admit, I don't know a damn thing about dinosaurs, so send it to somebody who got it too.
I'm just using that as an example.
Yes, we know, Mom. Now, you know, we on here laughing and we talking, but I want to say, because, you know, time has just flew off and we on here talking about life, having fun, but that's
right.
One of the things that's wrong, especially in black relationships, is that you're too confrontational in nature. You know what I mean? Our defense mechanisms are way too high and, you know, you say something is taken out of context or somebody having a flashback or whatever. It is too confrontational by nature. It lacks coordination.
And you gotta coordinate.
Yes, y'all. Got
walk around frowned up all damn day for no reason.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Life is too short. You feel me?
Yeah, all right.
So like I said, I notice a lot of people have been listening to the archives. It's crazy. I guess that's where most of y'all listen to us, and we're still thankful. Because we're just trying to get our little message out there. But, you know, when
absolutely.
You check the archives out, if you take something away from the show, put a smile on your face. You can't be frowned up all the time.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
And we might inject something silly, and we might inject something that's real that you can, you know, connect with. You know, we try to make you laugh. We try to make you think. Okay, and that's what we do.
Go talk to that star player. Go look at yourself in the mirror and see how good your good is.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Straight
you know,
up.
We all been put on
straight
this
up.
Earth to bring something to the table. Okay? And with us being kind of player, that's what we do. You know, and if we excite something in you, we ignite something in you, we piss you off something in you, bring it, because we ain't scared of none of y'all. That's what we're here for. That's what we do. We're dysfunctional, and we love it. What?
What?
Yeah, I said it.
What?
We're dysfunctional. Maybe not as dysfunctional as some other people out there, but, hey, we admit it.
tell the good folks where they can find you at, Lady Joy.
You can find me on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, J-O-Y-L-A, capital S-H-A-W-N. Love to hear from you because I ain't scared of none of y'all. Okay? You can catch me on Power 88.
You should trademark
LV.
That. You should definitely trademark that.
Oh, and also, too, come February, I'm in a play that's going to be at the Earlings out here in Las Vegas. It's called In-Laws from Hell. And guess which part I play?
Oh, well, we already know.
It's going to be off the chain. We got a lot of big names behind it, and I don't want to mention right now, but we're going to be advertising it, and you're going to hear it. It's called In-Laws from Hell. And like I said, guess which part I play. Mm-hmm. And I would appreciate all the support I can get.
Okay, Bizzle.
Why y'all laughing? Why you laughing?
She got the whips and everything.
I don't need it because I got something else for that. Okay.
Yeah, all right. All righty then.
Tell
what was you saying?
So they can find you.
Always Lamont at worldmovement.com, worldmovementrecords.com. You can hit me. Come check us out. See what we got good. You won't be disappointed.
Sure won't.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Y'all know where to find you, boy. You can hit me on the Twitter, S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N, Selassie Son on the Twitter. You can come sign up at the campus. You know what I mean? www.playersuniversitysygu.com. You know what I mean? You can come to the World Movement site, check it out. If you prefer Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever, you know what I mean? The new book is out there. Let's make this one a success. Help your boy get to the top. You know what I mean?
We got your back, Tony.
Don't forget, y'all. 2:30 every Sunday. We right here, man. Be blessed. Put a smile on your face. Give a hug today. Tell somebody you're all right with me.
Bless
if they deserve it. The key thing is if they deserve it. Join us next week, 2:30. Can a player play?
Only you can make me happy. Happy.
Only you can But you're coming right over? Beautiful, baby. I'll be waiting. I love you too.